The following is our conversation with Amy O'Brien from Adobe and Roberto Silva from Amazon Web Services. We talk about the role of terminology in the language industry. This is a very exciting conversation. Enjoy.
I'm Amy Grace O'Brien. I'm a linguistic quality manager at Adobe. So what that mainly involves is me being responsible for all things quality. So working on localization resources that we own, such as style guides, mainly terminology management. That is like been a big passion of mine. That's what if anybody wants to talk to me about, that's what I do. And that's what I'm known for, I suppose, in the company. LQAs and things like that. That's my role.
I am Roberto Silva. I am the terminology program manager for the Amazon Web Services localization team. And I, like Amy, I focus on the management of all the linguistic assets, including the term bases or the glossaries, the style guide, and everything related to the quality of those assets. So in terms of also LQA and classification and so on, or taxonomy and ontology. So basically ensuring that those assets are in conformity, in compliance with all the internal branding, editing, or trademark requirements.
I think terminologists, they've had a little bit of they're not really known in the industry. I've been certainly, when I came to this conference this week, I was desperate to finally meet Roberto because, you know, looking for people who share the same pain points as me in the industry was, you know, you want somebody to rant at and moan with, right? And share, you know, there's also the positive aspects, share best practices and discuss up and coming initiatives with each other. And anyway, so what I was explaining is that basically now that we're moving to AI, for the longest time, terminologists have sort of been an afterthought, you know, like, oh yeah, I suppose we could document terminology. I suppose that's important. But, you know, for linguists, when people have really been relying on the language, human linguists to actually propose terms and suggest terminology and document it correctly. But now that we're moving towards AI first, so MT localization and building LLMs, I don't know about, you know, at Amazon, but certainly at Adobe, that's something we're considering, building our own LLMs to make sure the quality is even better. And now all of a sudden, hey, what do we need to train that with? We're going to need decent terminology. Garbage in, garbage out, right? So if our terminology is not up there, you know, you're going to be lost. You're going to be stuck in the ice age.
Yeah, I believe that Amy already summarized everything correctly, because we were a niche. We are still a niche. We are literally always undercover. Nobody properly, even within the localization sphere, ever properly consider the importance of a terminologist. It's the core asset, the term base and the glossary. Without this, nothing can be done in the localization for quality purposes. It's where you have your language governed. The term entries are so crucial. So in fact, and specifically moving forward, it will be even much more crucial than ever. Before, here in the conference, we had yesterday a moment where the shift was from being around a moon of a planet, the terminology is going to be the sun of the solar system, because indeed we will need to have the task and govern. So it's even more responsibility, because otherwise all the ethics problems that we can face, potential legal liabilities, will be even much more rising than what we could have seen already nowadays in a more traditional environment, if I can say so. We have cases, for example, a lot of companies, for as much as this is the expertise of, I believe, of the localization teams, the internationalization teams, there are legal requirements in some countries. I think of the most immediate, maybe Canadian French, where everything must be in Canadian French. And if that compliance isn't guaranteed and ensured, the Office Québécois de la Langue Française, the office for the French language there in Canada, will immediately fine the company that is not complying with the rule. And that's where terminology will be crucial, because it's also, as I said, a crucial importance for legal and trademark matters, but it's especially for trademark violations and breaches. Somebody's going to translate, a trademark while you have it registered, and you're going to be basically losing the trademark and the copyright rights in a given country, because perhaps there wasn't enough terminology management, the maintenance itself of a turn base to be done. So, or I can think of biases in the AI, like in terms of gender, of race, a lot of stuff especially from the more creative side, if those items are not properly managed within a repository, like can be indeed the turn-based or the style guide or anything similar, you're going to be risking that based on the data you have available, then the governance, the trained model will be giving you results that will be absolutely risky and potentially dangerous for your own branding, if that makes sense.
I think Roberto's example is absolutely relevant. But I think it's the most extreme and the most highest risk for companies. But not only that, I also think the more sort of messy risks that you have are more sort of low level, but super annoying and probably more frequent issues they're going to run into is inconsistencies, right? That's our bread and butter. That's what we have to deal with day in, day out. But I think if the companies don't put in the work right now to, before they move to an LLM, clean up their data, make sure it's consistent and document it, they're going to have pain. They're going to be stuck in refinement of the LLMs for years.
I think this is the case I've been having in all the companies I've worked for in the past. I've been always working as a terminologist, as education. I mean, I've studied all of this in the past. The problem is that indeed, as you said, there is no framework, there is no governance, even within localization teams, mature localization teams. And I found it astonishing that nobody, as Amy said at the beginning, implemented it. You need to have a clear responsibility of who's doing what. You need to implement a so-called RACI, and you need to define, first of all, what are their insertion criteria for your glossary, because you cannot put everything, as I've been seeing several times. You need to understand what are those parts that you can translate or not, so-called DNT, do not translate. So you need to have a daily interaction with the legal or trademark or branding department. You need to have a proper classification of the of pieces of information that you're going to equip for each concept entry, which are called the metadata in our technical jargon. So there is a need for the given PM, potentially indeed to be a terminology specifically, to implement a set of rules that clearly define and identify what's your content, define the ontology, for example, the series, to map your content with, in order to have the map of domains, right? Classify it properly, and from there, identify with the several stakeholders how to properly detect and, as I said, map it for the term base itself, because otherwise you risk without anything that you end up having a sort of dictionary, which in terminology science is absolutely the contrary.
I have three, and whilst you were talking about that, I thought about three different things. The first thing I would say is companies need to educate themselves. The stakeholders, people who are making those decisions, need to educate themselves. I can't tell you how many times, and you must also run into this, how many times people have misunderstood the difference between a TM and a TD. All the time we run into that. And, you know, I can understand, but you need to educate themselves, or somebody needs to educate themselves. Secondly, is exactly what Roberto was saying. Put in a RACI, someone needs to decide it. And that, especially if they're a young company, the earlier they put that in, the better. Somebody, branding or legal, needs to take a decision and finalize that decision. Unfortunately, Adobe is, you know, we're a massive company. We have over 200 products. So product managers, it's a little bit of the Wild West, unfortunately. Not all of them run by the branding teams when they're signing off on, you know, the product names. And don't get me wrong, it eventually gets there, but for a little while, there's a little, you know, something that may get published in marketing that's called one thing and it actually should be called another thing. And, it, you know, that sort of thing happens. So the earlier you put that structure into place, the better it will be. And then the last thing I would say is somebody needs to be play the bad cop. Once you've got the rules that Roberto was talking about by saying, you know, this is what it is, a concept, and you must have a definition. I'm not going to accept a term into the concept into the term base unless it has a definition, context sentence. Do a survey with your linguists, or do a survey, figure out what it is that is, what metadata is most important, and do not accept anything less than that. Yes. And be prepared to have pushback and say, oh, do I really have to provide a definition? Oh, yes, you do. You have to be prepared to be, you know, I'm a little bit the bitch at Adobe, right? I'm going to have to put it out. That's what I have to. Otherwise, it would be the Wild West, and no, I don't want it. Yeah.
And also, if I may add to that, it's because indeed you need to have also the final say. I know I sound a bit authoritative to say that, but a lot of stuff I see, a lot of term edits, because XYZ person wakes up in the morning and say, I want to have this called A, B, C. Preferential changes for terminologies are completely out of scope. I mean, not that I want to say everything is set in stone. Can be changed over time, but every term must be on the, I want to say on the linguist, but always needs to avoid a lot of, you know, arbitrations, because I had cases not in the company I'm working for, but in the past, in, the, in my past times as a freelancer as well, where an arbitration of a term took us around 9 months. Because everybody was bringing their own valid opinion. But in that case, it's a never-ending story. So when you build up your framework, as Amy said, it's a Wild West if you don't make it clear that after all, if there is total discrepancy, is the terminology together with the, having the expertise to have the final say.
This was our conversation with Amy O'Brien from Adobe and Roberto Silva from Amazon Web Services. We talked about the role of terminology in the language industry. My name is Eddie Arrieta, CEO of Multilingual Magazine, and this is Localization Today. Thanks for listening.